Scott, I beat that last name up, didn't I?
No, you almost hit it there. Just a little more on the D.
All right, let me hear it.
Dazurka.
Dazurka. All right, we're working out. Brittany tries to train me, but I just can't get it down. What is the Michigan After School Partnership?
Yes, definitely, and thanks for having me. The Michigan After School Partnership is a collaborative of after-school providers and advocates from across the state of Michigan and from your local communities.
How many kids take part in this?
Oh, there's thousands across the nation. Each community is coordinating their own individual programs. So many of our low and moderate income families take advantage of the local after-school programs within their each separate local communities.
Talk about some of the cities that these places, or some of the cities that that you are working, and what are your programs?
You know, you would be surprised where we have, of course, in many of our urban areas, from Detroit to the UP, Michigan's Upper Peninsula, very rural communities have a strong need for many of the providers of after-school programs for their children. Where there's a school, so many times there's an after-school program. And the services range before school, after school, summer programming. They may be recreational programs. You're probably all familiar with Boys and Girls Clubs. You're familiar with the YMCA's circuits that are out there. So it is a wide variety of recreational and educational programming that really helps out Michigan's youth.
Where do you get your funding?
Funding is very unique, and in that it comes what we would call a public-private partnership. There's local resources, there's local governmental resources, there's private dollars, as well as some assistance from the state of Michigan as well, that are all put together in a pot to provide these services.
You recently gave awards to Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardsville and also State Representative Tlaib. Why?
Well, both of them have definitely stood out in the legislature for their interest in after school, their understanding of our programs, and their overall educational support of Michigan's youth in the legislature. I think we're very fortunate to have two people in Senator Richardsville and Representative Tlaib of their caliber, who have engaged with this community and have supported it from policy work to budget work.
So these after-school programs, are they held in the schools, community centers?
Primarily in your local nonprofit community centers.
Okay. And how do they find transportation from their schools to these centers?
Well, that's a variety of methods, and that's left up to our locals as well. Many of them coordinate that with their schools. Sometimes we have nonprofits that are providing it, and a lot of it depends on the location of the program. It may be adjacent to a school, so it's easy for the children to simply walk to a program.
Are you fearful of budget cuts from not only the state but from local municipalities?
We always are. You know, we've seen significant reductions at all levels, and many programs have had a hard time keeping their doors open. But we're hopeful once again that we can join hands with many of our partners out there. I think that's where we're very fortunate, is it's a collaborative effort. It's not just dependent on one siloed funding, and hopefully we can again join with all of our partners at the community and state level to maintain some of these critical programs.
Is attendance up or down?
Attendance has been going up. I think we are seeing more and more need for opportunities for children to engage, because, as we all know, our schools are challenged as well in terms of providing additional services. So parents and children are looking elsewhere. And we know that schools can't do the challenge of educating children by themselves. They need assistance from communities, and programs such as this definitely support the educational outcomes of our schools.
Are you looking to expand and grow?
We hope to. We really see schools are limited to 180 days a year at the present time, and given our entire collaborative effort throughout the summer, before and after school, I think it really adds to the educational attainment for our children in science, technology, and math.
What can people do to help?
Well, I think there's several opportunities. There's always volunteer opportunities. I think understanding at a local level of what programs are supporting youth and after school, as well as advocacy when you're talking to representatives and senators, to stress the importance of these simple programs that really help out youth in their out-of-school time.
And to get back to the programs that you provide, are they sports in nature? Are they arts? Is it skill building? Is it academics? What are the programs?
Amazingly, they're all of the above. With each local community really looking at and assessing what their needs are, we include all those that you just mentioned, Tony, as well as a strong business component. Our business community has a great interest in Michigan's youth. And so a lot of times there's job training programs that they're providing directly in businesses to help kids get ready for their transition into the workforce.
Should people want more information about the Michigan After School Partnership, how do they gain that info?
They can definitely come to our website at www.miafterschool.org.
Scott, when you see what's going on at the state capitol, just to get another take on that, when you see and hear what's going on in Wisconsin, what's that make you think about not only the Michigan After School Partnership, but just about Michigan in general?
You know, I was at a session yesterday with Governor Snyder and the legislative leaders, and I'm excited. I think we all know it's challenging times ahead, but I see a spark of hope and optimism out there. I'm seeing more and more people accept the fact that we do have tough decisions to make. But I listened to our leadership yesterday and really felt a sense of collaboration. They understand that they may not agree on everything, but I think their willingness to sit down, to want to work through issues, I think will definitely provide for a stronger Michigan in the future.
Scott Zirka is with the Michigan After School Partnership. Scott, appreciated your time this morning.